It is Therapy Thursday. Time to hit the couch with Dr. Steve Craig of Craig Counseling Services in Bloomfield Hills. Good morning, Doc. Thank you for coming in once again. What do you have for us this morning?
Okay, this morning. Dr. Steve, I need help dealing with an incredibly rude relative. Sounds like everyone's story. Over the past 10 years since she has been married, my sister has become mean, spoiled, and feels completely fine yelling at me whenever she feels like it. She even does it when I do things to help her. For example, last week she was complaining about her bank and is shopping for a new one, so I had my friend, who's a banker, give her a call. Then she called up and attacked me, telling me I was rude and insensitive. Her husband has back problems, so last month I sent him the names of some chiropractors I know, and then my sister yelled at me for that as well, telling me it was none of my business. This summer I got her son a summer job, but she didn't thank me or do anything other than just give me the cold shoulder about it. Ever since she got married, she's decided she can treat me terribly and that she has the right to be mean to me. What do I do when my sister, with the support of her new husband, has developed this attitude toward me when I do nothing other than to be nice to her and even go out of my way to help her?
See ya!
No.
So this has been happening since she's become married. Something, I don't know if it's something going on in the marriage that she's upset about and she's taking it out on her brother. I don't know what that is. She doesn't say. I mean, the husband has back problems and maybe she's, you know, helping him with that or dealing with that, and she's got other things going on. But something, since it happened after the marriage, something's going on that's making her take it out on her brother for some reason. That's all I can say.
You want me to go?
I don't care.
Yeah. I feel like communication would be pretty key here. I feel like, you know, a simple question like, hey, I'm just trying to help you out. I'm not trying to tell you to do anything. I'm not, because I feel like the insinuation here is that he's sending things to her and she's rejecting it because it's his idea, or he thinks that this is the best bank to go through, or this is the best chiropractor to go through. I feel like he's being pretty genuine and just trying to help out where he can. So I think maybe just a quick conversation of like, hey, I'm just trying to help you. You know, you don't even have to take these calls or call the chiropractor. You don't have to do any of that. I'm just trying to help you guys out. I feel like that would go a long way. You know, I don't, I feel like communication is lost here.
I don't buy this. I don't think that everything she's doing is terrible and everything he's doing is like the best thing that ever happened. Something's off here. And I always underline a line. He gives up his banker to call her, and then she called me and attacked me, telling me I was rude and insensitive. There's a disconnect here for me, and I don't think this is all true.
Oh, Jamie wins Therapy Thursday today. It's to me. Yay. This one feels like such a trap to me, and I would just not answer this question. It's a setup. So you have to think about the fact that people are always trying to suck you into their vortex of, here's, you know, especially they're coming into therapy or they're coming asking for advice, is, you know, here's what's going on. So the first thing, and they teach us this in therapy school, is what is this person trying to make me feel? Don't worry about the facts. What am I supposed to be feeling? Okay, because that's when you're being manipulated about something. And this one, we're supposed to feel, I'm really good and they're super awful. Okay?
Okay.
So that's just not, whenever someone makes that case that some other person does these egregious things out of the blue, that ought to send off some alarms to you. Like, wait, that person really just does egregious things? I need more information. You're trying to make me feel something and I'm not buying it. Mm-hmm. So here's an example. Many, many years ago when I was a young therapist, I had a woman who was a nanny came in and she was all upset about that she got fired for reading to the kids. And why aren't these family terrible? And I went down the path. Oh, I can't believe they fired you. How mean people. Mm-hmm. Fired you for reading to the kids. Who would do that? Why do you even work for those people? Blah, blah, blah. Well, in time, we found out she was reading them the Bible, and I'm not making a Bible comment, mm-hmm. but now it's a little different than you were just reading them a story.
Exactly.
She omitted something.
Right. Yes, and the family was Jewish, and they were very religious.
Okay.
So it wasn't reading that was the problem. It was a boundary cross. It was what you were reading.
Yes.
And so that's a whole different story.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm not making a point about whether you should read the Bible or not. I'm about the fact of you're presenting to me that it was reading, but there was way more to the story. No wonder they were mad at you because you violated a boundary. So you have to be careful that people, you're getting manipulated. So think of this. Nice is often just the sunny side of control. You know, that the people are trying to lure you into, you're going to be my friend or indebted to me or you're going to like me or something because of all these nice things I did for you. But I might not have asked you for it. My brother has a story of...
Yeah, but isn't it normal if you were to come to me and say, I need some help on the greens. I know a great guy who's an instructor on the greens.
Right.
Like, that's not... I'm not pushing. It's just like, you want this?
So that's a great example. That in and of itself in an isolated incident would be fine.
Right. No big deal.
Right. But if...
But over 10 years?
Well, but if the entire conversation was, I'm like, yeah, I had trouble putting yesterday. And you said, hey, I got a guy. He'll call you. I'm like, okay, fine. And then you're like, yeah, well, I'm going to go to dinner. Go, hey, I got a restaurant for you. We're going to go here.
Right, right.
Like,
yeah, okay. Everything you've got a thing
like,
for.
You're a serial helper.
Right.
I didn't ask you for any of this.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Now... Fair. Now the 10th thing you give me, you're going to get the horns.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Stop helping me.
Yeah. I didn't ask.
Right. But you're only going to tell the story, Steve is such a jerk because I tried to give him advice on what car to buy.
Right.
I got a great car, and he went crazy on me.
Yeah, right.
So you have to be careful when someone... So if you told the story, Steve's such a jerk, everyone would be like, wow, he's awful.
Right.
But you got to figure out, you're telling me part of the story.
Yeah.
And we have to be super careful of that in family and friends.
How about
politics? And politics is huge.
When these people are just telling you half of the story to get you to feel something.
Right. We have a government shutdown. Depending on whose side you talk to, they're telling you what, and they want you to get emotionally fired up to believe their side of the story. But you have to think when someone's telling you something, what are they trying to make me feel? What are they telling me? What are they not telling me? Why are they only telling me this? Why are they not... That's critical thinking. So many people say, I do my research. I'm like, you didn't do. So again, therapists are made fun of because we ask questions all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm doing is research. Why did you tell me this and not this? What are you trying to make me feel? Where's the support of your opinion? What's all the whole story? Otherwise, you get sucked in and manipulated. And in politics, we're all getting manipulated all the time.
Yeah.
I love it when people say, no. Like I said, I did my research. You know, there's a whole lot of research that you have to do. Right?
Yeah.
So,
Dr. Steve, this was a real good one. I think a lot of people could take a lot away from this. Thank you for coming in.
We'll see you guys. Good
All
to
right.
See you.
Coming up, we'll be speaking with Congressman Tom Barrett to find out if there any progress made with this federal shutdown. That's next.